Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Committee on Business, Professions, and Economic Development for Monday, May 7th, 2018. We have six bills on our file today. We have two items proposed for consent, file item 5, AB 2117, and file item 6, AB 2457. We will begin as a subcommittee, since we do not have established a quorum at this time. So I guess we will begin with item number 1, Assemblymember Mertzucci. Good afternoon. Welcome. I did tell Ms. Ford that I would wait a minute for her to get back. So if we could hold off for 1 minute before we begin this, that would be great. We will move to, this would be item number 1, AB 427. All right, please proceed.
Thank you, Madam.
And just wanted to point out to everyone who will be presenting today, we have the good fortune of all of the bills are supported by both sides, so we can
Great.
Move as quickly as possible.
Thanks, today. Sir. Thank just you. Very quickly, I'm here to present AB 427, which would establish the California Aerospace and Aviation Commission within the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development to promote greater economic development, foster job creation, and serve as a policy advisor for the Governor Legislature on California's iconic aerospace industry. I think I certainly appreciate the Chair's support and the bipartisan support. Let me just cut to the point. I mean, I hear, as Chair of the Assembly Select Committee on the aerospace industry, I hear over and over again how while California leads the country and the world in aerospace innovation and advanced manufacturing, that we are seeing other states, Texas and Florida and other states, that have been aggressively trying to lure away our leading aerospace manufacturers from our state. And so we have a great thing in California. We need to promote and protect our leadership position. And that is the point of this bill, to create this Aerospace and Aviation Commission. I'm proud to be joined here with Sean Casey from the Silicon Valley Space Center as an example of some of the leading innovative work that is taking place in the aerospace industry.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Mr. Casey, please proceed. Silicon Valley, that's good.
Yes, I'm Sean Casey. I'm actually the president of our Silicon Valley chapter of the Space and Satellite Professionals International, SSPI. I head up the Silicon Valley Space Center, which is incubator and accelerator for new space companies. I've done that pretty much for the last 5+ years. Before that, I was a research scientist with NASA, serving at NASA Goddard and most recently at NASA Ames, in support of the Airborne Astronomy Program, SOFIA, which is down in Palmdale in Southern California. So, and I have a brief statement
Wonderful.
That I prepared.
Oh, looking forward to it. Thank you, Mr. Casey.
The question today is how states will respond to what Goldman Sachs recently labeled a multi-trillion dollar industry within the next two decades. I would say, yes, we must have a Rolodex of supply chain companies for our existing aerospace and aviation industry. Yes, we must have an open door to welcome companies visiting California for business, education, and investment. But most importantly, California needs a state-level strategy for capturing and growing a 21st century aerospace and aviation ecosystem. This may be a tax strategy, an education strategy, an infrastructure strategy, and/or an investment and banking strategy. Today's legislation, AB 427, for the creation of the California Aerospace and Aviation Commission is an essential first step in developing a needed statewide strategy for industries that define innovation for our state and the nation. Within the U.S. today, we find the following. Florida runs Space Florida and the Florida Space Institute, which builds upon the state's existing infrastructure and university programs to support broadly ranging spaceflight activities. New Mexico has created Spaceport America, where Virgin Galactic will operate their suborbital manned spaceflight program. In Kentucky, Kentucky Space has launched many small satellites as secondary payloads and strategically developed research facilities for the International Space Station. Over the last few years, regional incentive packages enticed Moon Express and X-Corp, two notable California companies, to move their operations centers to Florida and Texas, respectively. The ranking of state GDPs, where California is number one at $2.7 trillion and the fifth largest global economy, and Vermont at number 50 at $27 billion, which is 1/100th of California, even Vermont is working to keep space companies local. This same story is being repeated, and I personally know of this, in the states of New York, Michigan, and Tennessee, and others I just haven't listed here. Around the globe, both Singapore and Luxembourg, with GDPs of 1/10 of California, are enticing U.S. companies to establish local foreign offices. Indeed, nations like Mexico and Australia, with GDPs that are half of California, have created national space agencies to engage a growing wave of space entrepreneurs. To effectively compete, we must develop a Sunshine State strategy for aerospace and aviation in the 21st century. The organizations I lead support AB 427 to create the commission, which will develop a statewide strategy and a roadmap for execution. And I would certainly welcome an opportunity to discuss the formulation of this strategy at greater lengths with
anyone. Thank you, Mr. Casey. Appreciate that testimony today. Others in support, please come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Alice Kessler here on behalf of the City of Long Beach. Very important industry for us, yes. And thank the author.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Melissa Emmel with Shaw Yoder Antwi on behalf of the Boeing Company in support.
Wonderful. Thank you for the support.
And I'm Judy Kruger, and I'm with Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation, Director of Aerospace. And I have to say that the SoCal aerospace industry and environment in Southern California strongly supports 427 and recognizes this is an important legislation establishing the Aerospace Commission and supporting the aerospace industry as a whole. I have to say anecdotally, I came from Michigan last year, and I knew that I wanted to move to Southern California because I was hired by the state of Michigan to come and recruit companies from SoCal back to Michigan. But I have to tell you, I love Southern California. I've been working in the aerospace industry for years, and there's a rich ecosystem here in Southern California that we want to nourish, support, show our support for by this establishing this aerospace commission. Says a loud message to the companies that are here as well as across the nation and across the world that we hold aerospace and aviation industries as a strong anchor for our state. I have to say as well, you've seen the numbers about the high-paying wages that the aerospace industry provides to the state and the tax income. We want to continue to support that within the state, but anecdotally, we're working on a project for the state that is looking at bringing Army Futures Command to the state because of the rich environment of the aerospace and innovation industry. So for all those reasons, we would support the AB 427.
Very good. Thank you. And welcome to your real home now, California.
Sally Unera for the California Chamber of Commerce. We're in support of this bill. It encourages businesses to stay here with those jobs, too.
Great. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Elizabeth Espinosa here on behalf of the Board of Supervisors and the County of Ventura, also in support. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for the testimony.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. Michael Shaw, California Manufacturers and Technology Association. I apologize for not keeping up with the efficiency with which the chair runs the committee, and apologies to the author as well, and the senator. Wanted to express again our support for AB 427. The importance of this industry has been stated numerous times, so I won't repeat that. But personally, my father worked in the aerospace manufacturing sector for his entire career with a few different companies. But this provided for my family my opportunity to move on to, you know, education, to come up here eventually, and also work opportunity to represent some of those companies. So it's a privilege to be here, and thank the author for bringing this forward.
Very good. Thank you. Ms. Ford.
Hi, I'm Carol Ford, and I represent two pilots associations today, the AOPA, Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and Nationwide Group of about 300,000 to 400,000 people, and the San Carlos Airport Pilots Association and the California Pilots Association. And we all support this bill and think it's a great idea to show what airports really do, their economic engines, and I think that this bill will help them flourish in the way they should. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ford.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members. I'm John Pfeiffer. I'm a member of the Board of Directors of the Association of California Airports, and I'm also the legislative chair for the Southwest chapter of the American Association of Airport Executives, representing both associations in strong support.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Pfeiffer. It's good to see you again. Thank you. Anyone else in support? Is there anyone here in opposition? Please come forward. Seeing no one, I'm going to bring you back to the committee. Vice Chair Fuller.
Well, I want to compliment you on this bill. I think it's a very exciting bill, and I would like to join you as a co-author.
Thank you very much.
I do have some comments from one individual that came to us when we, as the Aviation Caucus chair, that I'd like you to look at. Most of them are things that have more to do with the structure of how this building works than you would be able to do. But I think all of us feel very, very strongly that you're moving in the right direction. And if there's more definition to come, then there is. If there isn't, we'll do whatever we can to support you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Other comments from committee members? It's a great bill. And I really appreciate the author for bringing it to us and for the good work you're doing. We need to strengthen the industry and make sure that it brings to California the wealth that's necessary, but more importantly, the technology, the research, and the development, and the future that the industry presents for all of us. So thank you for that. Would you like to close, and then we will? Very good. Thank you.
I just appreciate the strong bipartisan support, and I respectfully ask for your vote.
And just wanted to make sure you are accepting the amendments that are in. Very good. Thank you. We will, as soon as we establish a quorum, we'll entertain a motion and then we'll have a vote.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll now move to item number two, AB 1527, Assemblymember Joan Sawyer.
Good job.
Welcome.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's our the pleasure is ours.
Good afternoon, Chair and members.
Good afternoon.
AB 1527 is a technical cleanup bill that clarifies that the legislature has the authority to remove their appointees from the Cannabis Control Appeals Board. Last year, Senate Bill 94 added two legislative appointments to the appeals panel, in addition to the three members appointed by the governor. However, language in SB 94 did not include explicit authorization for the legislature to remove their appointees. As a result, panel members appointed by the legislature could serve on the panel indefinitely. AB 1527 would clarify in statute that appointees to the Cannabis Board of Appeals serve at the pleasure of their appointing authority. Members, I respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you very much. Are there witnesses in support? Is there anyone here in opposition? Seeing no one? Yes, Senator. When we establish a quorum, we will look for you for that. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, would you like to close, Assemblymember Johnson?
Again, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Very good. Thank you very much. And we will take a vote as soon as we establish a quorum. Thank you very much for the
thank you.
Great bill. All right. So we have two items on. All right, we will wait for Assemblymember Cork Silva, and we will be in good stead. Oh, of course. Very good, thank you. We will now take up item number two and item number three. Item number two would be first, AB 1527 by Assemblymember Jones. AB 1561 and AB 1715. The first item is 1561 by Assemblymember Cork Silva, and we will be having staff presenting the bill. So very good. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Mr. Chair and members, AB 1561 expands the definition of port facilities eligible for financing through the California Infrastructure and Economic Development Bank to include inland ports. The bill also expands the list of mandatory elements of the state's international trade and investment strategy to include the role of logistical hubs and inland ports. Improving these linkages between the production and movement of goods is an important economic development priority for California. As the state's global markets evolve, new demands are being placed on the state's logistical network. Inland ports are being developed around the country and around the world, but so far, California has none.
Very good, thank you. Is there anyone here in support of AB 1561? Anyone in opposition? Seeing no one, bringing it back to the committee for any questions or comments. Seeing none, we will entertain a motion at the appropriate time. And if you'd like to now move to item number four, AB 1715.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. AB 1715 establishes a process for timelines for submitting proposals to GoBiz on the establishment of partnership agreements that operate foreign trade offices. Current law provides GoBiz with the authority to establish foreign trade offices and specifies the actions that GoBiz is required to take should they want to open an office, but statute is silent as to the process for actually making a proposal to GoBiz to open an office. While GoBiz has noted that they are very flexible in how proposals can be brought forward, stakeholder groups recognize the confusion still remains and they're requesting something more structured. The bill is necessary because state law is silent, but the bill in no way inhibits the authority of GoBiz to make that final decision on whether or not to open the Foreign Trade Office.
Very good, thank you. Is there anyone here in support of item number four, AB 1715? Is there anyone in opposition? Very good. Questions or comments? Thank you very much for presenting, and we will take a motion as soon as we establish the quorum. Thank you. Appreciate it. Did a great job. Thanks. All right. Well, now we need to establish a quorum at some point in time. Welcome, Senator Glaser. We will take the roll and establish a quorum.
Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Fuller?
Here.
Fuller here. Dodd?
Here.
Dodd here. Galgiani? Glaser?
Here.
Glaser here. Hernandez? Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Pan? Wilk.
Okay. Very good. We have established a quorum, and we have completed our agenda for the day. We will entertain a motion on the consent calendar, item number 5 and 6.
So moved.
We have a motion from Vice Chair Fuller. Please call the roll.
Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani? Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Hernandez? Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Pan? Wilk.
Good. Thank you. That's 5 votes. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. Item number 1, AB 427. Please call the absent members. Or please call the members.
Let's get a motion first.
Oh, is there a motion? From
so moved.
Senator Dodd.
That's
I'm sorry, Senator Fuller.
That's right. He made one earlier. It's all right.
Yeah, no.
You have to go with the motion.
Motion was, well, right. That was a motion by Senator Fuller.
Motion is due pass as amended to Senate Judiciary Committee. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani? Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Hernandez? Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Pan? Wilk.
There's 5 votes. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. Moving to item number 2, AB 1527. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Senator Dodd made the motion. Please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani? Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Hernandez? Newman?
Aye.
Newman Ipan Wilk.
We have five votes for that. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. Item number three, AB 1561. Is there a motion for support?
So moved.
Motion from Vice Chair Fuller. Please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to Senate Appropriations Committee. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani? Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Pan? Wilk?
Six zero.
Pan,
we will hold.
Pan aye.
Pan, aye. 7-0. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. Moving to item number four, AB 1715. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Vice Chair Fuller. Please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to Senate Appropriations Committee. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani? Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
Galgiani, aye.
Bill has eight votes. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. We will go back now to the consent calendar, item number five and six. Please call the absent members.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
Is 8-0. We'll hold the roll open for the absent members. Item number one, AB 427. Please call the absent members.
Motion
the vote is 5-0.
Motion is due pass as amended to Senate Judiciary Committee. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
It's 8-0. We'll hold the roll open. Item number two, AB 1527. The vote is 5-0. Please call the absent members.
Motion is due pass the Senate floor. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
Yes. Eight votes. We'll hold the roll open for absent members there. Item number three, AB 1561. Vote is 7-0. Please call the absent members.
Motion is due pass to Senate Appropriations Committee. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. And Wilk?
Eight votes there. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. I think that's everyone here has voted. We'll hold the roll open. Thank you all for your promptness, and we will keep the roll open for a little longer. Thank you. The hearing is back in, is open, and we will close the roll on the items that we have. Item number one, AB 427, is out on a vote of 8-0. Item number two is out, AB 1527, on a vote of 8-0. Item number three, AB 1561, is out on a vote of 8-0. Item number four, AB 1715, is out on a vote of 8-0. Item number five and six on the consent calendar, AB 2117 and AB 2457, are both out with a vote of 8-0. That concludes the business of the Business and Professions Committee for today. The hearing is adjourned.